What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. I have Michelle Cobb. She's the publisher of Audiophile, and she is with me for the whole week to talk about, drum roll please.
Am I supposed to be talking about audiobooks? I didn't know that.
Yes, yes, you are. And knowing you, we have a theme. So should we guess, or do you want to just let us know? Or should we all like have a guess on Wednesday where we're going?
No, definitely
this?
A theme.
Okay.
And the theme is tension.
Oh, I like that.
You're going to like this week. Lots of mysteries for you.
Oh,
it's like
you,
Joe
you.
Reed in a, you know, in a nutshell right here.
Okay, so where are we beginning?
Anna O, a novel by Matthew Blake, read by Dan Stevens, Hannah Curtis, Sarah Cullum, and Christine Rendell.
Now, Dan Stevens, that's the Dan Stevens we all know from Downton Abbey, who actually has narrated like a ton of audiobooks.
Because he's so good at it.
He really is. I listened to his Wolf Hall trilogy. Not his.
Yes.
It's Hilary Mantel, but he narrated it, and holy moly, he's good.
Yes, well, that's why this one is an earphones winner.
Oh, okay. So tell us about it.
Okay. It's about a journalist, Anna Ogilvy, who was investigating a notorious murder and, it turns out, a secret government experiment called Medea, when she allegedly murders two of her friends while sleepwalking. And then after they die, she falls into a deep post-traumatic sleep termed resignation syndrome. So it's 4 years have passed, and the government wants her to stand trial for these crimes. They grab Dr. Benedict Prince, also known as Ben, to bring her to his sleep clinic and wake the Sleeping Beauty. Get it, Prince?
Got it. All right. We're dealing with the obvious here, just saying, but go ahead.
That is true, yes. He experiments on her with this sensory stimulation therapy, and he's trying to connect her to her subconscious, to happy memories, and then encourage her to wake up. It's not clear, actually, if she's guilty, so he gets really wrapped up in this, and he begins to wonder if she's a scapegoat, and if he and potentially his family are in danger as well.
Cue the organ.
Dun, dun, dun. There you go.
So it's Dan Stevens, but there's also three other narrators. How is the narration divvied up? Is it different point of view chapters? How does it work?
So we're hearing from Anna through her diaries, from Ben's ex-wife, who's actually a detective, and Anna's mother, among some others. So they're little pieces of a bigger puzzle.
Okay.
And I have to say, and I'm going to say this a couple times this week, you have to pay attention. This is like driving on Snake Alley in Iowa. It's the twistiest road in the U.S. And there's lots of tension as the stories of Anna and the story of Ben unfold.
So why don't we hear a little now? Are we going to hear Dan Stevens now?
Yes, this is learning a bit about Ben and his practice that he's been called in to, you know, wake the Sleeping Beauty.
All right. This is Anna O, a novel by Matthew Blake. It's read by Dan Stevens, Hannah Curtis, Sarah Cullum, and Christine Rendell. And we're going to be hearing from Dan Stevens.
The average human spends 33 years of their life asleep. She leans closer, enough for me to catch a gust of expensive perfume. This is usually the moment when I know. And that's what you do. Yes. A sleep doctor. I study people who commit crimes when they sleep. I have doctor before my name on business cards. Dr. Benedict Prince, the Abbey, Harley Street. I'm an expert in sleep. Nowhere do I claim to be a medical doctor. She sees that I'm serious. How is that even possible? Don't you ever wonder what you might have done when you were asleep? Most people get uncomfortable right around here. The majority of crimes have a distancing factor. We revel in stories about people just like us, but who are also not like us. But sleep doesn't allow that qualification. Sleep is the one universal, the night as constant as the day.
He's just so lovely. I mean, he has such a wonderful voice, but his pacing, his intonation, he just is such a smart reader.
I think that's a very good term. You always have the best sort of, you know, capturing of what they're doing. And smart is definitely it. You need someone smart to read something that is twisty and turny.
Absolutely. Yeah. But his voice is truly captivating. You want to keep listening to it.
I mean, we all just melt a little, do we not?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Two of us do anyway. Okay, that is Anna O, a novel by Matthew Blake. It's read by Dan Stevens, Hannah Curtis, Sarah Cullum, and Christine Rendell. All right, thank you so much. And I will talk to you tomorrow, Michelle.
Sounds like a great plan to me.
Behind the Mic is sponsored by Dreamscape Publishing, an indie audiobook publisher creating award-winning and best-selling titles by authors like Lisa Jewell, Geneva Rose, and Annie Ernaux. You can explore their catalog at dreamscapepublishing.com. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.